This is episode number 2474 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 29th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Did Pat Sajak predict Ryan Seacrest would replace him as Wheel of Fortune host back in 2012? Did he?
I don't doubt it. Now, I want to know, though, if the Simpsons have predicted this. Because
you know what?
It's
That's a
possible.
Good question. It is
Somebody
possible.
Should get on that this week. I'm sure they'll get on it this week.
In the wake of the news that Sajak will be retiring from hosting WOF.
WOF?
W-O-F.
Oh, I gotcha. I see what you're doing there.
After the forthcoming season. And that Ryan will be stepping into his shoes. Mm-hmm. An offhanded quip from back in 2012 has resurfaced.
Yeah, of course.
Now, while the contestants were spinning the wheel to solve the puzzle, one contestant, Brandon, landed on a free play space, meaning he could guess any letter he wanted, consonant or vowel.
Oh.
So, however,
he
it seemed
have
that
to buy one. Okay.
It seemed that Pat accidentally didn't notice what he landed on and corrected him when he asked for an E.
Oh.
Well, you spun the wheel, so you have to ask for a consonant. Oh. You're on a free play, Pat said, laughing.
Laughing.
You know what? I'm an idiot.
Egg on his face.
As it turned out, there were
Not
several...
Not the first time, wouldn't be the last time.
As it turned out, there were several E's in the puzzle.
Oh, wow.
And shortly after, Pat quietly quipped that Seacrest is on speed dial, suggesting who producers might go with if they felt he wasn't up for the job of hosting anymore.
I see that. Okay, all right, I got it. No, I mean, we were talking about this last night on the other radio show that I do on Wednesday nights, and somebody had mentioned Jimmy Kimmel. You could have been on that list, because I guess Kimmel did hosted You Want to Be a Millionaire, right? Or whatever it was.
I can't see Jimmy Kimmel doing
I can because Jimmy Kimmel kind of started off with the same kind of roots as Seacrest. He was a radio disc jockey here in Los Angeles.
Right.
And then he went to The Man Show.
Yeah.
With Adam Carolla. And they did The Man Show thing, which was horribly sexist, which would never fly today.
Right.
During the 2000s, late 90s, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I can't remember when it was. And then he got this plum job on ABC every night. And he's hosted the Oscars a bunch of times.
Right.
So, why not? You know, I get it. I get it. Seacrest is going to fit just fine. He's not going to be as funny as Pat. But Pat isn't always... Pat's funny just because of his blunders. I mean, really.
That's true.
I mean, you know, he's funnier now that he's older than he was... I don't know. My big thing about Wheel of Fortune, why I could never host that show, because I could host a game show. I've got some TV cred.
You should have thrown your hat in the ring.
You know, the thing is, though, I would blow it because when you watch that show, he knows how many S's are on the board and how
That's
many E's.
That's because they tell him.
And he knows exactly where he knows. But he knows when they're going to go bankrupt before the wheel ever stops. He goes,
so sorry.
Yeah, he does. He predicts, yeah, he gets it every time. Every time. Anyway, Seacrest will get it too.
You could have thrown your chapeau in the ring.
I will reserve that a little opinion for elsewhere. So, anyway,
you could have done it.
Now somebody go check out The Simpsons. I'm sure they said it somewhere.
Well, believe it or not, a Barbie sequel is already being discussed.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not either.
I think this movie's going to be huge.
I think there might be Barbie 7, Barbie 8.
Well, okay. And you know, it doesn't always have to be Margot Robbie. Because in this movie, there's seven true. Barbies and five Kens.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like at the store.
That is true. And Barbie has friends and cousins. I mean, And you could actually do a Ken movie.
I want to see the Kate McKinnon Barbie backstory. Because she's got, like, somebody's drawn on her face and cut her hair with scissors as she's telling Barbie she's got to go into the real world. I want to know her backstory. That just is going to be too cool. So, anyway. One of the Barbies is like, I don't know, President Barbie or something like that. I don't know.
But... not every, but it has happened in some families to where brothers can get a little bit, I don't know, mean-spirited and pull off Barbie heads.
Oh, well, that's what guys do.
So is there headless Barbies in the movie?
I don't think so. I don't think so. It's bad enough that...
That'd be too much true-to-life stuff right there.
It's bad enough that Barbie loses her high heel foot.
That is scary.
And she gets flat foot.
It is. That is
scary.
Frightening.
But I mean, Ken makes up for it because he's got the cool plastic rollerblades. The yellow rollerblades.
Anywho, yeah. So now Margot Robbie has confirmed a potential sequel to the upcoming Barbie movie. And Barbie stars Margot as the eponymous character in Greta Gerwig's meta self-aware satire, which mediates on both femininity and mortality. The film is based around...
Wow, it sounds so official.
I know. Film is based around the beloved, iconic plastic doll, which has been enjoyed by children and adults for over half a century.
Believe it or not.
At this point, the expectations for the film are ginormous.
I think, actually, it's more than 50 years. I think it's like... Because I think it's been more like 60 years. Barbie was invented in 1959, so it's been almost 65 years.
Wow.
Been a long time.
That Barbie goes back to the 50s.
She hasn't changed a speck.
I wonder if they ever had poodle skirt Barbie.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, if she was born in 59, that's at the tail end of the...
Yeah, but, you know.
Did they have
Astronaut Barbie. I remember that.
Did they have Free Love Barbie?
Well, I believe they did. Anyway, there's a Barbie museum somewhere, I'm sure.
Does it come with pot in the box?
I don't think it comes with pot in the box.
Beads?
Probably has beads and little sunglasses for Barbie. Anyway, we're talking about the movie. So sequels in the
Woodstock
works already.
Tickets.
My God, I can't believe it.
But I can. Well, yeah, Mattel's CEO has said, hey, beginning of a new franchise.
Yeah. No, this is going to be huge for the toy. It's going to be huge for theater business because, you know, the theater owners are bitching and moaning that nobody's coming to the movies. This is going to be a blockbuster.
It will.
They've got lightning in a jar. I think it's rated PG.
Okay.
Yeah.
It will go
over the heads of young children.
It would disappoint me if it was an R.
Like a Bugs Bunny cartoon, but it's made for adults.
I know. Looney Tunes, it is.
Yeah.
It's like a cartoon for two different age groups, and you're watching the same thing.
Well, our apologies to Elmer Fudd, because Elmer is always getting a bad rap. And Halle Berry.
How would he get a good rap?
I know. He's Elmer Fudd. But who cares tomorrow? Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.